What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But I want to let people hear these clips and then we'll react in case you missed this. But this is a little bit off message. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah. Well, this is a new frontier, right, in terms of messaging.
I guess that's the big question. And when we take calls on this later in the show, maybe that can be what we ask. Is did Cliff Kingsbury, who's just exceedingly honest and has no real interest in hiding things under the sleeve, did he just answer a question honestly and kind of go rogue a little bit here? Or is this the beginning of a shift in tone from the organization? When Quinn speaks tomorrow, does what he say sound anything like this? Peters doesn't talk right now. He did his presser before the year began, and at that time he said McLaurin, we think, is going to show up on time, and then obviously he didn't. But like, he was very positive, very pro-Terry. Everything he should have said, he was perfect.
Right.
But this is the first time anybody has said anything other than like me handing them a script to make Terry feel good when he reads the transcript. And I just wonder, is it a shift or is it Cliff kind of going out on a limb and doing his own thing? So let's play the first cut here of Kingsbury on the season prep McLaurin can get in meetings, answering that he needs to be on the field.
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go, there's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing and feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
That was the big answer, the big cut.
Uh-huh.
I think we're kind of at that point. Bold and highlight.
That's, I mean, different words, but same summary from what I said yesterday. I mean, this is where we are now. I understand the future business is not going how you'd like it to go. The current business, right now, the NFL football season, it's here. It's upon us. Now's the time to get to work. I think this pulse only starts to grow. Where, everyone understands. There's a full, eyes wide open, comprehensive understanding of how this process has gone and is going, etc. The thing that is now in conflict to that is the current business of the NFL season, where you're under contract, the team needs you, the coach is now saying, yeah, okay, thank you for everything you're doing, and I get it, I support you, but it'd be a lot better if you were here. And that pulse grows the closer we get to the season.
A lot of words, right? 27 seconds worth of them in that answer. But there's one specific phrase I think that particularly mattered, which was, I think we're kind of at that point. And then he goes on to say, to where we need to start getting these guys, when they're available, out there and gelling to see where we are as an offense. Translation, the offensive coordinator's going, got to get the camaraderie, got to get everybody on the same page. Our offense is hurt right now, and we're not as good because guys aren't out there. If you're ready, need you to start practicing. And by the way, not coincidentally, the question was not about injured players. The question was about Terry McLaurin and him being able to sit in on meetings but not practice. He expounded upon the idea of being on the grass, as he calls it, just being so much more important and more relevant, more significant in the ramp up than sitting in a room with the lights off, you know, watching the projector.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up.
At that point, what can you do at that point to make sure it doesn't take a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
So I saw the way that a lot of the national guys were talking about this, because these comments immediately went viral to use internet parlance. I saw NFL Network guys, ESPN's Adam Schefter, others were immediately commenting on this. And they phrased it as, they basically put it out there as, here we are. It's about that time. The Commanders are now pushing Terry McLaurin to get back on the field. I don't think this was strategic or planned or good cop, bad cop. I don't get the sense Dan Quinn said, hey, Cliffy, tomorrow's your press conference.
Make sure you slip something
in
there.
Let's put a little heat on. I do not think that happened at all. Okay. I think Kingsbury is just a really honest guy. By the way, understandably, everybody's role is a little different. He's the coordinator of the offense. His job is to move the football and score points. You can make the case from a sheer coaching staff standpoint, nobody's more affected by what Terry McLaurin is doing than Cliff Kingsbury. So it would stand to reason he might be more annoyed or frustrated than even Dan Quinn, who's got to play the personalities and kind of manage people. Cliff Kingsbury is holding a play sheet, calling plays into a headset, trying to get the ball across the goal line. That is his goal. And there's some people pleasing and relationship building that's got to be done there too. But I view this as essentially, if I'm going to phrase it in a way that's overstated to make the point, shift in tone or...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cliff Kingsbury going rogue? I think he went rogue. I think he just made a comment. I don't think the organizational tone today is in a new place.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think there was a meeting of a cabal of, you know, well-informed folks, and they said, okay, today's the day. We're going to lay the first salvo. Cliff Kingsbury, you drop this nugget, and then we'll wait 3 days, and then the next one will be, I don't know, Joe Whittle say something. Like, I don't think that's what happened at all, but I also think that's the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's important.
Definitely a window into, if that's what he's willing to say here, what is he saying behind the scenes to either Terry, although it sounds like he made it sound like they're not talking much, or to Peters and Quinn?
Right. I mean, to me, the essential big point is this is now how the staff feels, right? Where it's time, man. It's right now. The football season is happening right now, and we need you. It's very, very important. Your personal thing is your personal thing. The team thing is happening. It is too critical right now. Again, especially without it's too late to play against Cincinnati. Probably too late to play against Baltimore. You wouldn't play against Baltimore anyway. And no joint practices. Like, it's time. Like, we need you here right now for the business of this season. And that's kind of the essential takeaway to me.
I view it as a gentle nudge to McLaurin by Kingsbury in a way that was not dramatic or overly problematic.
You're not calling some guy out
But it was a little bit of a nudge, an acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And I actually loved it. I thought it was beyond time for that, frankly, because someone needs to do it. And I get the position Quinn's in. You wear different hats at different times, and I don't know that he's the right guy to do it. I think as time goes on, inevitably, he's going to have to say something harder and stronger than what Kingsbury did today about getting Terry back. Maybe he feels like we're not there yet. But as we talked about yesterday, even though I have kind of squarely been in the middle here, I think the team is more right than the player. I don't think this was worth it to kind of bring this on yourselves as an organization. I really like Kingsbury saying this because McLaurin owes them a year.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me a season. I am all for the hold out, the hold in, the get paid. Player empowerment, I'm giving it to you. No problem. But you get a certain amount of time to say your piece, and then eventually you got to go to your room. I gave you 5 minutes to yell at me and tell me what a bad dad I am and why you should be able to go out to the party. And I took it. I wore it. I listened. I took it all in. Now go upstairs and close the door. You're grounded. And for me, today was kind of the, like, come on, man. So the holding out, the holding in, the trying to get paid, I'm on your team. But that's for your future contract.
Right.
You still owe me this year.
Yeah, the current one that you're under.
Tap my watch.
It's binding.
It's time.
Here we go.
So I'm not at a point yet where I think he's doing irreparable damage to the relationship or even to their chances to beat the Giants. But I certainly love that now somebody has stepped up to that podium and nudged him a little bit. And I would turn up the heat on that. I'd love to see Quinn join the party soon.
I wonder how he'll handle it. I mean, that to me is the whatever dollar amount you want to put on it question.
He's just so likable and so amicable and that's so player
his thing,
friendly.
Is to not cause waves and ruffle feathers. I mean, the sternest stuff he'll say is the standard is the standard without calling anybody out specifically.
I don't remember him. Like, and what he does behind the scenes is very different.
Totally, of course.
He could have a meeting in his office, and I'm sure he has, where he might read the riot act to a guy or Terry McLaurin or whatever. But I'm talking about at the podium, mm-hmm. publicly with what we see, because right. that's really what matters if we're being honest.
Totally.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.